I thought a little bit about the NCAA. Could you see, like, the Pokemon having a strike for, like, name, image, likeness? Shit. Finally, what Pikachu is like, I'm not seeing any of this money.
I'm the one out there doing the work, and I'm not getting any of it. Yeah. Maybe.
Just like a Pokemon strike. We won't fight. We won't fight.
Hey, this is Fox Mickey.
This is CJ Cosmo.
This is the Poker World Podcast.
Podcast hosted by two guys who are probably too old to be talking about Pokemon.
Yes, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And we want to give a special shout out. We're now live in 6 countries in the world, and we're very excited about that. So shout out to our listeners in Pakistan, the Czech Republic, Ireland, France, and Austria. We're so excited you guys are on board. Please DM us on X. We are at PokerWorldPod or Facebook. You can search PokerWorldPod there. Send us a message. We'd love to talk to you guys, maybe get you on the show. Have any thoughts for the world, CJ?
Guys, I'm really happy with the support, the listeners. Just keep spreading the news. If you guys like it, be sure to give us a rating, and we look forward to talking with you guys.
Yeah, we're very excited. We started this podcast with the goal of kind of just creating this Pokemon community for all the Pokemon fans that are out there. It's not so much the ins and outs of Pokemon stats and all these things. It's just Pokemon in the real world and, you know, the everyday fan. So please get in touch with us. We'd love to bring people onto the show. We'd love to talk to you guys and get you involved. So again, we're at X, at PokeWorldPod. We also have an announcement. We are officially featured on the World Podcast Network.
Exciting.
Woohoo. We are on the World Podcast Network. You can find that nycpodcastnetwork.com. We are right there. So we're super grateful to those guys. And it's just awesome to see the Poker World Pod listed on one of those sites. Want to express your thanks?
Guys, just really appreciate you again. And World Podcast Network, can't be thankful enough for you guys choosing to feature us on your website.
Definitely. So our final announcement before we get into the show, we're going to start doing this thing on social. We want to start putting some more stuff out. We tried it today. We posted our first video on social. We're just posting like a minute or 2 minute short videos on X and Facebook. So we posted one today. It was me just on a walk with a green screen in the background, learning that Ash is a superhero. And we kind of showed clips of me reacting to Ash doing superhuman things. And it has not got any likes yet.
Come on, guys.
Wah, wah.
Let's give Fox some support here.
Yeah. So look for more of those. Go check that out. I think it's pretty funny. So I'm biased because I'm the guy who's doing it. I'm not going to win any awards for acting anytime soon. But yeah, we'll keep those coming. Just some good content for you guys. So look for more of those. Hopefully it'll be kind of a daily, every other day kind of thing. So with that, let's get into the episode. Today's episode is Pokemon and the NFL, the National Football League, ? We will explain as we go along. But let's set the stage here, Kaz, with kind of how did we come about this conversation? Okay, let's start with that. And really it came down to the financials of the Pokemon world. In specific, what triggered our minds on this was, why don't they ever pay for the Pokemon Center services? It's always free, right?
Ever. They never do. They just show up. Yeah. Everybody does. It's not like it's just Ash, Brock, and Misty. Like, you know, it's everybody. Anybody.
Any game you play, you never have to pay for it, right? In the anime, they never mention them having to pay for any services. So you go to the Pokemon Center, you heal your Pokemon for free, Nurse Joy, Oliver Chansey in the back, or Audino, depending on the region, all free services. You can also lodge there, free hotel. You can get food there, free. People, they're out, they're walking through the forest, and they find a Pokemon Center. It's like refuge, because they can go there, and then they can be replenished. Completely free. And that's what got our brains thinking about kind of the financials of the Pokemon world. How is that free? Obviously, we went to, like, free healthcare, like, in many countries in the world. America, get your shit together.
It would be nice.
Yeah. There's a lot of countries that do that free healthcare. So that's where we went first, right? Free healthcare. But then we started thinking about other things in the Pokemon world and what are the costs associated with it. My mind, the second thing I thought of was the Pokemart, right? Where you go, you have to go buy your Pokeballs. You have to buy your potions and stuff. So here's the thought I had with that. Because in the initial games, the Pokemart was a separate building from the Pokemon Center, right?
Yes.
So I think early on they, you know, just like if this was real life, okay? They had these two things and they're like, hey, what if we brought the, like we're bringing these people in for free to the Pokemon Center. Let's put the Pokemart in there. See if we can get some traction and get some revenue flowing.
Yeah, like so they kind of combined them. No Pokemon healing without proof of purchase.
Yeah, like you're already in the building, right? And you're like, oh, you know what? I need some Pokeballs. Oh, it's right there. you waddle over and you buy your potions or whatever. More revenue, okay? But we know that you get the Pokemon Center services for free. You have to buy your stuff from the Pokemart. What else do we think about in financially in the Pokemon world? The next thing I go to is Pokemon food, right? And I know nothing about that. I can't find anything about if anyone has to pay for that or if it's just given to you or anything like that. Did you find anything?
I didn't find anything, but my mind went to the fact that there are quite possibly hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Pokemon that don't eat Pokemon food. So to me, it seems like I could just have my little Bulbasaur out and he would just go eat what Bulbasaur eats because I quite frankly don't know.
He eats Pokemon food.
Yeah, I know, Pokemon food. But Bulbasaur in the wild,
right,
don't eat Pokemon food.
You would think, actually, I should know this. He should have some kind of photosynthesis.
Oh, that would make sense. Yeah, that Bulbasaur wouldn't have to eat.
Yeah.
Really eat. Yeah, yeah. I guess I didn't think about that. That was a bad example.
So the only thing that I know about Pokemon food is like Brock makes his own Pokemon food. There's many people who make their own, like a bunch of breeders in the anime make their own blend of Pokemon food. So I would assume you have to pay for the Pokemon food.
Unless you make your own.
Unless you're at the Pokemon Center, right? If you're at the Pokemon Center, then perhaps they just supply it for you. But Pokemon food is an expense to Pokemon trainers.
Well, it's got to be. Like, and I'm just trying to think, but then the Poke Center can't just give out Pokemon food all the time. They obviously would run out immediately with how many trainers come right through there.
So here's the next thing. Like, when you're traveling, if you're out and about and you're in the Pokemon world and you're traveling, your own personal food. Obviously, we've already established Pokemon Center, you can get free grub. But we also know if you're in the city, if you go to a shop, and in the game, if you go to a shop, you have to buy your sandwich. You have to buy your things. Like in the episode Princess vs. Princess in the Indigo League, where it's like Girls' Day, Misty and Jesse get free food, but then Ash and Brock are like, well, you get free food, but we have to pay, right? They say that. So it's established you have to pay for your food in the world when you're not at a Pokemon Center.
Why would anybody go anywhere else?
Than the Pokemon Center?
Yeah, it's free food.
I wonder if they're like, hey, you've been in here 4 days in a row. No longer free for you,
bud. Yeah, they just have like a timestamp.
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta move on.
you get no bums allowed.
No they gotta loitering. Have they gotta have a like limit for how long you can stay there before you come back. Like, and then you have to have a time away.
I didn't actually think about that. They would have to, yeah. So we know, let's just say, you know, Pokemon Center, there's no bums in the world, and Pokemon Center food, free. out in the world costs money. Okay.
What else? So I have one interjection there. So if I were like, I had my Pikachu, whatever, and I bought a cheeseburger, would Pikachu not eat the cheeseburger? Because we have the whole Pokemon food. Well, like, they, you know, but
they,
would
they
would
eat they? Ice cream and they eat stuff during the in the anime, they eat human food.
So like, is it like a dog? Like, you know, if you give a dog too much human food, they say the dog gets sick.
And probably. Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Although I never saw it any of the episodes I can remember.
God, that would be awesome to just have Pikachu eat a bunch of ice cream or something like that, and Pikachu just gets like food poisoning. And like, hey,
there's episodes Pika, where Pika. They have like a feast of desserts. I remember in one episode, I forget what season it was, but Pikachu's up there and he's eating the feast with Ash and the other characters, and they all like at the end they're all bloated or whatever, but Pikachu's not sick or anything. But I would assume, yeah, they're not supposed to eat human. It's the same as animals, right? Okay, so what else happens in this world that we need to look into? Travel is one. So my mind goes to Pokemon Journeys, that series, where Ash is a research fellow at the institute, and he's flying to all the different regions, and he's investigating all these different things. He's flying, he's taking trains, and he's taking boats. I would assume the Institute is paying for that.
Oh, yeah, they'd have to. I mean, that's like how most doctors, professors get started. Like, a fellowship is essentially they pay you to go do your thing.
Right.
So then that makes me wonder, like, Professor Oak has to have some sort of contract. All the professors. Some sort of contract. And it has to be with the Pokemon Association, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how they get paid. How does Professor Oak make money? It would be some kind of, like, grant or something. You know,
that would be, like, so... there, like, a research fellow?
So the Research Institute is using that money to send Ash and Go on their journeys. There's the only free travel that I can remember in the anime is the SS Ant. And where Jesse already, and James give them kind of a free ticket because Team Rocket has the thing staged and they want to steal Pikachu. That was really the only time. But other than that, like, they never mention that you have to pay, that they're paying for that. There might be... No, I can't think of any where they have to pay for it. It's free, but you can assume it costs money. And Ash is just a mooch. And he's using money from his mom, or he's using money from the Institute, or he's using money from Brock or Misty or whatever to pay for his flights and his cruises and all these things that he goes on.
I don't know. If somebody offers it, I won't say no.
Me too.
So me too. That's just, I mean, like, Ash just is, he's the best at taking advantage of the situation, right. I feel like.
So let's recap. Pokemon Center, free of charge. Traveling costs money. Pokemon food costs money, unless you're at a Pokemon Center. Eating food in the world costs money. So, at a high level, here's my theory, okay? So, you have Pokemon... So, we know the Pokemon Association kind of runs the Pokemon Leagues. They come up with new battle techniques, like triple battles, double battles, whatever. And you have... They also kind of put on the competitions or whatever. So the Pokemon Association is the top level. And then there's Pokemon Leagues in each of the regions.
Yes.
A new one founded in Alola. The first one in Sun and Moon was created by Professor Kukui, right? So you've got each of these leagues that kind of work under this main division of the Pokemon Association, right? And then the Pokemon Association funds or... The Pokemon Leagues themselves fund the Pokemon Centers that supply these services to the trainers. Therein lies my relation to the National Football League. What does the National Football League look like? You have the NFL governing body over top, and you have each of the teams. And each of the teams fund a medical staff. They fund trainers. They pay for food. unless you're the Arizona Cardinals, who don't pay for food for their players, which is so funny because I live in Arizona. But yes, they pay for food. They pay their... Here's another thing, too. We know that the trainers, it's like a wagering system. They get money from the battles. And the higher up you go, you see this in the game, you make more money the further you get along in battles. So you're getting funded essentially by the Pokemon League, but through the trainers. The league's funding the trainers. The trainers fund each other through battling.
Yes.
So it's kind of the same as like NFL players. And the more advanced you are as a player, the higher your salary is.
So my issue with that is they don't, like, an NFL game, one game produces millions of dollars.
Yeah.
TV, people go into the stadium. They would have to have the biggest events at least once a week. So it that, and then I started thinking about that. They have to have like daily events, kids clinics, like tours of the.
Think about it. So they're funding. Why are they doing what they're doing? The Pokemon Association. Why do they fund the Pokemon centers? Why do they do all these things for the trainers for free? It's because they're trying to advance their sport. They're trying to get more kids involved. They're trying to get more of them setting out on their journeys, evolving Pokemon, getting into battles, being able to go about their business so that they have more people involved in the sport. And it becomes more entertaining when you have these giant competitions and you have this stadium full of people buying merch, buying whatever. You have more trainers going into the Pokemon Center. Oh, there's a Pokemart. And they're going and they're buying merchandise and they're buying Pokeballs and potions and all these things. They're bringing in more revenue by funding the trainers and giving them more support. Just like the NFL does.
But it's like, so then if the Pokemon Association, if they're funding everything, the difference is from the NFL is that if the NFL wants to build a stadium, that comes from the taxpayers. The NFL doesn't pay
for it. Or it comes directly from the owners. The owners will pay for it too.
For the most part, it's taxes, though, across the board. It's about 80 to 90% taxes to build a stadium in a place. So that's what I'm wondering is taxes got to be heavy in this society.
Probably.
Is what I that's the first thing that I thought about, because like you build a stadium. So you have a stadium, $500 million to build that.
Wyndham Stadium in Sword and Shield. It's incredible. Yeah.
So let's say $500 million to build that.
Mm-hmm.
So rule of thumb is like, I think it's like 1% to 5% of the initial cost is the annual upkeep fee.
Okay.
So you do that initial $500 million, God knows where you're getting that money from, and then you need $1 million at least each year to keep that going.
Yeah.
So how do they, the events can't bring in that kind of money.
I bet they would. Do you think
with the merch and all that stuff?
I bet they would. If you look at some of those in the anime, like the crowds that they have in those places.
But that's like rare. It's
just like an NFL football game.
But that's like rare. It's not like a weekly thing. It's not like every single week we're packing a stadium.
They do it pretty often.
Yeah, pretty often. But I'm saying like, and that's like, people packing a stadium is a minimal profit margin for the team in the NFL.
Yeah.
They get that from broadcasting. Is most of their money.
Yeah.
So they don't know. You know what? I'm going to check myself. They do broadcast Pokemon battles.
They do.
And we'd have to talk. And then we'd have to get into the television networks of Pokemon.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's like the NFL.
Yeah, that's something I didn't think about because like literally first episode, Ash is watching.
They broadcast it on TV. Yeah. Huge stadium still out. The Pokemon Association is funding things to advance their league, their leagues, to get more audience, to get more people buying merch. It's just like the NFL.
It's good you see this. So I started thinking, like, I thought a little bit about the NCAA. Could you see, like, the Pokemon having a strike for, like, name, image, likeness? Shit. Like, finally, what Pikachu is like, I'm not seeing any of this money.
I'm the one out there doing the work, and I'm not getting any of it. Yeah. Maybe.
Just see. Just like a Pokemon strike. We won't fight. We won't fight.
You see Pikachu leading a picket fence? Yeah. Picket line?
A little picket sign. And then you have all the trainers like being like, how do we cross the picket line?
Let's give him a cut, guys.
Yeah. Just like, no, and then perfect, I see like a Pikachu is the head of the Pokemon Union sitting down with like the head of the Pokemon Association. And they're just, like, across the desk looking at each other. It's like, Pika, Pika, Pika. Pikachu, that's just a deal we simply can't do. Pika! Pikachu, you're asking for a lot. Pikachu! Okay, Pikachu, you drive a hard bargain. That's, I guess that's where we're at. Pika! Pokemon get paid.
Yeah. That's a funny thought. The other thing, clearly, that's not a correlation between the NFL and Pokemon is in Pokemon, you're setting these 10-year-olds on their adventure. In the NFL, they're just, you know, they can sustain injuries or whatever through their journey to get to the NFL. But in Pokemon, if a 10-year-old sets out on his journey, he could die of hypothermia. He could get mauled by a Pokemon. He could run out of food. There's got to be a bunch of dead children that are involved in this world.
There's got to be.
That's the big difference.
And there's no, like, contractual thing. Like, you know, yeah. Most big contracts, it's like, if you get hurt, oh, we'll pay you this amount of money. It's like, well, if all your Pokemon die and then that wild Pokemon knocks you out, it's like, well, we hope you can make it to one of our Pokemon centers.
You're 50 miles from a Pokemon center. It's just like, you get attacked by Garchomp with your one little Bulbasaur or something. It's just too gruely for a kid's show. So they leave that out. But in this kind of conversation, that's the one discrepancy.
Yeah, that is.
that I can think it. Of. So, yeah. So I would love to hear, everyone out there, your thoughts on my correlation between the NFL and my theory of how the Pokemon Association operates. We know that the Pokemon Association is there. We know they fund the Pokemon Center, but a lot of the other stuff's kind of, I mean, it's not really known. So would love to hear your thoughts about it. Do you have any other thoughts on the matter, CJ?
I just wanted to add one little thing about the gyms and gym leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So these gym leaders seem pretty comfortable. Like, you know, their life isn't, like, you know, they're not struggling for the next meal. So I'm trying to think, do they make a profit? Is it like a profit share? And then the upkeep of the gyms is what gets me. Because some of these gyms are like, holy shit.
Like, yeah, you have people putting holes through the top and like, yeah,
it's magnificent. Yeah. Like, you would see it and you'd be like, that's a flipping castle.
Yeah.
Like, and so upkeep money, does that come from the association?
Comes from the association.
Essentially NFL?
Comes from the association. And they pay the salaries of, which is messed up because there's some gym leaders who have to take second jobs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like.
But the theory is that Pokemon gym leaders make pretty good money, especially like the Elite Four make real good money. But then there's some gym leaders that, particularly in, I think it's in Scarlet and Violet, Larry.
Oh my God, that's who I was. I've been waiting to mention. Larry. I've been waiting to mention Larry, and you stole it.
Larry, yeah. He's like working his day job. He's got the briefcase. He's just always like, oh, I hate going to work.
And they like mention him. He's like, they mention him as a salary man.
Yeah.
So that makes me think there's like a distinction of like people who go out and make money, like have a real job, and then the whole Pokemon thing is here. But no, he's a salary man. He works a job. He does both. Yeah. He lives in both worlds.
There's inconsistencies. But the theory is the Pokemon Association pays their salary, whatever it is.
And, I
and
like
the higher
that,
up you are, the better your salary is.
And I like that Larry is just like, he's the only salary man, and he's just pretty depressed.
He's probably the most relatable gym leader that's existed. He's like, not my favorite, but he's the most relatable one.
He's like, my Pokemon are just so bland, and I'm pretty bland, and I just am regular and
like,
normal.
He's
and
like, I'm on the clock. Yeah,
gotta,
it says that at one point.
It's like, I gotta go work, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's our conversation on Pokemon and the NFL, which I think is a very good correlation.
I think so, too. It's a, like that parent organization over all this stuff. And, like, there's got to be. There's got to be.
That's an expense. The Pokemon Center is an expense to grow their business. And, yeah, it's pretty similar to the NFL. I would love to hear all of your thoughts. Hit us up at PokeWorldPod on X and on Facebook as well. Would love to get some people following our page on Facebook. That is not getting in much traction. So X is our main one, but would love to get some likes on the Facebook page, guys. So go check that out and stay tuned in for our next episodes. And again, follow us on social because we're going to be posting those videos. And thank you to the world that is listening. Please follow us on Spotify and give us your feedback. And
help our community grow, guys. We love having you guys listen. And like we said earlier, please DM us ideas for episodes, comments on previous episodes. Just, the interaction is going to make episodes better. And like Fox said earlier, bring you on the show. We'd love to have a real life conversation.
We would. Thank you guys so much.